In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to another episode of Open Talk. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. We send our peace and blessings upon the Prophet and his progeny and those companions who followed their path. We send our special peace and blessings on these special days and nights of the month of Safar, upon Hussein and Ali ibn al-Hussein and the children of Hussein and the companions of Hussein alayhi salam. Today's topic, dear brothers and sisters, is about violence against women. Its different aspects, what is considered to be violence, the different types of violence against women. We will also have a review on violence against women in the contemporary history of the world. All of this with our dear experts, one in the studio here, Mr. Shujai Poor, which is a doctorate in history, and Sheikh Ahmad Hanif from London, who will join us in London, inshallah ta'ala. And as usual, we have our dear co-host, Ms. Sadiqiyan. Ms. Sadiqiyan, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother. In the name of Allah, the only being that He truly is a high castle, a sure asylum, and steady and firm enclosure. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, friends of Open Talk. I'm your host, Elahi Sadiqiyan. Honored to be with you in this program, Open Talk. This program is trying to help us see beyond the society and come up with better concepts, inshallah. May Allah accept our efforts in the treasure store of His mercy and kindness. Take a short break and be right back. Open Talk has been broadcast to you live from the holy city of Qom, Sahar Universal Network. Thank you for watching. Do stay with us and keep in touch with the ways you have. Follow our Facebook and Twitter pages and follow on our videos on YouTube. Put your comments, raise your questions. They are very much appreciated. And you'll have our phone number on the screen throughout the program. Email us and don't forget to Skype us. Stay with us with this episode of Violence Against Women, with our colleague and our experts.
Dr. Shujai Poor, assalamu alaikum and welcome to our studio. Thank you for coming.
Assalamu alaikum, thank you very much for inviting me again in this program.
My first question, Dr. Shujai Poor, is about violence itself. What is considered to be violence? Is it always physical or can it also be verbal or emotional?
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. In the previous program, we talked about violence, yes, against women. Really, while looking at different legal texts in different countries and even international, yes, documents, it's very difficult to find a common definition for violence all over the world.
So we have different interpretations.
Yeah, to have, for example, to because any we have different perception and understanding, mm-hmm, about violence in different cultures and, yes, countries. So it is not that easy to say that this is called violence and everybody should accept it. That's why, when we go to the contemporary time, just we see in 1993, for the first time, the international community officially accepted some documents against the violence,
all right,
toward women.
But most surely, do we have some common grounds?
Yes,
internationally,
generally,
among all cultures,
any kind of physical and mental malbehavior which cause a kind of physical or mental damage in the other side.
Yes.
So this is a common, very common definition for violence. And then we go to the topic of the violence against women. So the examples for violence against women are very, you know, we can see a variety of the violences, you know, against women. But so that's the more, you know, when we, if you want to have a kind of definition, I think more important is to find and to search for the examples of the violence against women in today's world, and how we can remove, how we can prevent this various type of violence.
All right. Do you have any examples you can give us from the physical and the spiritual or sensual approach of violence towards women?
In recent international documents, we have some categorization of violence against women. As I mentioned, for the in the International Convention in 1993, which was accepted by the international organizations, so they have divided violence from the even before the birth of a girl or the future woman.
I see.
So
how could you elaborate?
For example, before the birth and before the delivery, we have a culture in different countries of the world.
Yes.
That unfortunately some families, or I can say sometimes many families in some cultures and countries, they decide and they prefer to have a baby son, a baby boy, than having a girl. So it's one of the examples of the violence against. So that's why we see a large rate of the abortion in those countries.
So abortion is considered
as
violence.
Abortion,
from
while
Islamic perspective.
Not just, I want to say that abortion while the baby before the birth, the gender of the baby has been cleared that she is a girl.
All right.
So that's why in many, it is not about the, not related to the Islamic, I mean it is a general point in the world. Just as an example, just I want to say, because it's a very clear example. For example, it was a law in China that the families couldn't have more than one child.
Yes.
So we could see a lot of illegal abortions in China because they could see that they realized that the baby is a girl. So it has been considered as one of the examples of the violence against the women even before the birth. So we see in many countries, unfortunately, in modern age, in 21st century, it is still practiced.
Yes. What I have in front of me, Dr. Shajaipur, is the different types of violence against women, like domestic violence, state violence, family violence, trafficking in women, which we have in many countries. Trafficking in women is a huge problem today's in today's world, and forced marriages.
Yeah, they are considered in this category. Yes, we have all of this. For example, when the child is baby, we see the percentage of the murdered and killed the babies among the old babies. The number of the girls are more than boys.
Dr. Shajaipur, I will hold you here.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to come back after the break, inshallah. Please join us after the break.
What is Islam's view of women in relation to men? In the Holy Quran, we read, "We created women of the nature of man and from an essence the same as the essence of man, and that love of women is of the morality of the prophets." What then can we learn about the treatment of women in Islam? What rights do women have over their own selves? And how does Islam defend a woman's rights? Allah tells us in the Holy Quran that man and woman were each created for the other. They are an adornment for you, and you are an adornment for them. the Holy Quran, Surah 2, verse 187. At other parts of the Holy Quran, we read, men are managers of the affairs of women, because Allah has made one superior to the other, Surah 4, verse 34. What is understood here? And what are the boundaries of a man's rights over his wife? Are women meant to be physically subservient to men? And does that mean violence or abuse against women is at any time encouraged or tolerated in the Quran or traditions? The Quran mentions that man is created free. What is the concept of freedom in the context of marriage, obedience to a husband, and divorce? And what protection does a woman find in situations where her physical rights have been violated? What are the boundaries of a man's rights over his wife, and how is he made accountable for physical violence or sexual deviation or abuse? Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam saying it concludes the Islamic perspective of women very clearly. He says, most benefits come from women. So, in order to be good to society, we must be good to women. Because after all, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Thank you for watching. As you know, last week was the International Day on the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Let's hope it will work. On CarGear.com, dear viewers, Dr. Shojaipur, there's an article on special aspects of violence. It says, does violence against women cause suicidal behavior? Women have been historically neglected in suicide research, with data from women in 10 different countries. Between 1 to 12% of women have attempted suicide. Women who report experiencing various childhood sexual abuse and intimate partner violence are at higher risk of attempting suicide versus women who have not experienced violence. Could you please shed light upon the potentially important role violence against women play and suicidal behavior among women?
In many cases, when we look at the international reports from different countries, even as I saw in some reports from Western countries, it is interesting that most of the women, when they are in different way are abused or they were exposed to violence, they do not say any report about the violence they really had. So we see one of the reaction to this type of violence they suffer is committing suicide. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the reasons of committing suicide, that
yes,
in many cases they have been abused or exposed to the violence, and so for their reputation or for different, they are sometimes ashamed to report to the police or to the related centers. So in a very difficult mental situation when they are in, one of the reaction sometimes,
yeah,
that is not a good reaction, but unfortunately is happening, is really committing suicide.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that even we can see in the reports about violence, one of the reactions when they do not inform.
The only thing they can do after rape as committing suicide, unfortunately.
Yeah, in many cases,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So it can be, I think, yes, as we have.
Thank you, Dr. Shojaipur.
We have Sheikh Ahmad Hanif tuned in. Sheikh Ahmad Hanif, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to our studio in London.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for coming over.
I am most pleased.
Sheikh Ahmad Hanif, now as a person who has lived both in the Muslim world and in the West, could you please give us...
I didn't get that. You kind of broke up there for a minute.
Yes. As a person who has lived both in the Muslim world and in the West, could you please give us a review,
yes,
on violence against women that we have right now in the European continent or in North America?
I think violence against women is an international problem, both in the East and in the West. I mean, in your presentation in the recently, you were talking about the abortion,
yes,
of girls more than boys. this is largely taking place in an Eastern context, like places in like India and China. You find in the West, you have another kind of abuse. And again, it is found among East and Western people in the West. In the West, you find that there's a lot of physical violence against women. And I think it is a result of people's sense of frustration, males' frustration of powerlessness, combined with the negative portrayal of women in the media as objects.
So
you find among, yes, go ahead.
Yes, Sheikh Ahmed Hanif. So according to your research, what you're saying is that we have more physical violence in the West than we have in the East?
I don't know if I can say there's more, but
right.
I think this is one major manifestation of the violence against women. You know, there's physical violence, you have emotional abuse, for example, you know.
Yes. The statistics
in
that
the East, you might find.
The statistics that they bring up. The statistics that they bring up, especially in the West, is that the Muslim countries have the worst rating when it's about violence against women. What's your opinion about that?
I wouldn't say Muslim countries. I think they tend to try to stereotype Muslim countries
yes.
like that. You know, but you do find a certain level of violence or female oppression in the backward parts of the Muslim world. You know, in very usually tribal areas, for example, North Waziristan, you know, some parts of Afghanistan
yes.
and so on. You don't find it as a kind of a widespread phenomenon in the Muslim world. I doubt that very much.
Yes. Thank you very much, Brother Ahmed Hanif. Dr. Shujaipur, now, before the break, we were talking about the different types of violence. Could you please continue with that discussion?
Yes, as I mentioned, as our dear guest said, even violence is an international issue. It's not just to be specified for a special
yes.
country. As I mentioned, we have some, based on the international reports, we have some type of violence, even before the birth, as I mentioned, and it was mentioned about the high rate of the abortion
yes.
for the baby girls. Then we see the time when we see the babies. Unfortunately, we see the murdering. The statistics are saying that the babies are murdered or malbehaved by the, even in the time they are baby, by the family members and also others are girls. And when we come to the childhood age, we see. Unfortunately, some, for example, sexual abuse for the children.
Yes. But is this common among all countries, or is it specific? I mean, do we have, for example, like Sheikh Ahmed Hanif mentioned here, that abortion is more seen in the East than in the West, for example, and. You mentioned sexual abusement towards children. I mean, we always hear and we always read something about it in the Western newspapers and so on, and less in here in the Middle East. Is it more in the West, this kind of sexual abusement? Or, I mean, could we be more specific here?
Really, it's very difficult to say what type of malbehavior or abuse is more. Yes, we have some statistics when they talk about different types of violence.
Yes.
For example, we have some type of violence in some Islamic countries. For example, for the you know, children, the girls, and also we have sometimes in the Western countries. The point is that.
So some different approaches, some approaches towards violence is specific. It's more colored in some areas of the world, and some are less in other parts of the globe.
That's
could
that's,
we say that?
Yes. For example, something we can see in the Western societies is really it's a kind of mental violence, and this violence is more hidden than you know, so that we cannot see. As it was told, we have a large rate of the suicide, and especially in among the spouses and the couples, we see a very a high rate of the physical violence. But as the I have some reports, you know, for example, in Britain, in France, the ladies themselves don't want to report this type of violence because of their reputation and so on and so that. Especially when they are thinking that after they are divorced, how they are, if they don't have a kind of job and
how they're so treated they are by that, their family members.
They are not even really left by all the friends, the family members. So they prefer not to report it and to suffer that type of physical violence. And when you go to the adolescence time, we see some type of behavior. For example, we see in some of the cases to pour acid to the ladies and girls, especially in some of the romantic cases. For example, we can see this in different countries. It is not specialized for a special country. For example, we have some reports in Bangladesh and United States, both for this type of behavior. Or even we have some sexual abuse because of the economic problems. That's very interesting. That, for example,
how are they linked together?
For example, we in South Africa we have a report that the girls, because the expenses of education is high, they prefer to have a kind of sex relation or a kind of a really imposed marriage to
be
old rich men, so that they
to
can
be able to spend for their
school
studies,
and
so
studies
on.
For example. So it has been considered as a kind of violence,
yes,
because they are forced to do so. If not, they cannot have a good education.
I see. Dr. Shejaipur, we're going to come back to you, inshallah. Just one more question to Sheikh Ahmad Hanif. According to you, Sheikh, what do you consider as the major problem we have today, violence against women? Is it, for example, trafficking? Should I repeat?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Sure,
Because our connection is not that good.
All right. According to you, Brother Ahmad Hanif, what do you consider to be the major problem or violence against women? For example, could we say that trafficking in women is one of them?
All right. First of all, I'd like to say that in terms of comparing the West to the East, we have a lot of problems. Because when we talk about violence, we have to talk about the violence that we can see or that is reported. Okay? And you have a lot of problems, especially in the East, in terms of reporting violence. You know, for example, reporting a rape in Iraq could lead to drastic consequences for the woman who is raped. So, you know, we are not very clear with respect to statistics.
All right.
Okay. With respect to violence, we have to also maybe define what parameters we mean by violence, because we could go into the area that any act of oppression against women is violence, which might not be correct, you see? You know, I think violence is really, could be seen as both something physical or emotional.
Or emotional, yes.
All right. So maybe, for example, prostitution might not fall into the context of violence unless a woman is, for example, forced into it emotionally, for example, and she's suffering some kind of emotional distress because of it.
Yes.
Hmm? You know, because, for example, in the West, you have young women in university who find a what they call a sugar daddy. you know, some a wealthy person,
yes,
whom they associate with in order for them to pay their tuition fees.
Yes.
You know, right? This might not be a case of violence, although it might be a way of oppression of women in a certain sense.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Now, I think one of the major aspects of violence in the West is between these two things, like physical violence, which really boils down to spousal abuse in many cases. It's a big problem.
Yes.
Okay. And when I say spousal abuse, I don't mean just marital couples. I mean boyfriend-girlfriend relationships as well. Okay. And then we have emotional violence, where a man subjects a woman to a lot of emotional abuse, you know, by, for example, let's say criticizing her appearance in a derogatory way, you know, or forcing her to feel guilty about something so that she could perform some kind of act with him and so forth.
Yes.
And these are the types of violence that are found among the normal people, if one can say that.
Thank you very much, Brother Ahmad.
You know, there's violence. One second. There's violence in terms of female trafficking and so forth. This is absolutely correct.
All right.
You see, but I think in terms of the majority of violence that is taking place on the domestic level, I think this is the biggest problem.
Could you please repeat? What was the biggest problem?
I think the biggest problem is the violence that takes place among the average members of the population.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ahmad Hanif. All right, Ms. Sadrian, over to you.
Yes, brother, here's a video clip. Alarming violence against women is holding us all back. Stay tuned.
A community is only as strong as its women. Progress is not possible when women's rights are abused. Beat a woman. Force a child to marry, keep a girl out of school, mutilate her body, and society stagnates. It fails.
Countries that have the least violence against women and girls are also the ones that are socially and economically most advanced.
Women's rights are often the first to be violated when communities are under threat, when families are displaced because of disaster, when military groups use rape as a weapon of war, when the stunningly high rates of domestic violence are not prioritized. Violence is too often embedded in society. Early marriage leads to early pregnancy and health problems for mother and child. It furthers the cycle of poor child survival rates and lack of education.
Gender-based violence is a problem that all of us need to address if we want our societies to look the way we would envision for our children.
We have agreed as an international family to meet development targets that will benefit all humankind. But the Millennium Development Goals will not be achieved unless this major obstacle to advancement is overcome. Violence against women is holding us all back.
Violence against women is holding us all back. I'm quoting the expert, dear viewers. Countries that have the least violence against women are also those that are socially and economically most advanced. Gender-based violence is a problem that all of us need to address if we want our societies to look the way we would envision for our children. Dr. Sheikh Hani from London, could you please tell us about the obstacles holding us all back? Dr. Hanif, are you with us?
Yes.
Could you please tell us about the obstacles?
Holding us back from what?
The obstacles holding us all back, and you please interpret this back. You know what does it really mean? Violence against women is holding us, keeping us back. How do you see?
Right. Well, I mean, violence against women is keeping us back in terms of the fact, as somebody had mentioned in the hadith, You know, they're the women, they're the people who cultivate our society. They're the women who bring our society up. And, you know, you live in a society where women themselves agree with those views of women.
Yes.
That lead to violence against them. In the sense that women are encouraged to see themselves, true, like the rest of society, as sexual objects. And once you become an object, you no longer are a person.
Yes.
And if you're no longer a person, it becomes easier for you to treat that thing, that object, in any way one sees fit.
Yes.
Okay, when women dress to go out, they dress as sexual objects. When women look at their bodies, they see their bodies as sexual objects.
Yeah.
You see, and I think this helps, and this, I'm not saying women are to be blamed for violence against them.
Yes.
But I'm saying that the view of women as objects contributes to violence against them.
Thank you so much, Sheikh. Thanks. Brother Rahid.
Thank you. Dr. Shujaipur, in the break you told me that you have some interesting reports about violence against women in the UK. Would you like to share it with us?
The point is that, as Dr. Hanif said, you know, really violence had been existed. The point is that when we look at the history of the mankind,
yes,
this type of behavior existed and it was not that paid attention. Why today we are careful about it? Because human societies and international society is more sensitive to the violence against women.
More aware, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we are monitoring them, and so the examples, the different types of behavior. So we can conclude, surely the violence against women in today's world surely is less than the past time.
Because it's less than in the past.
Yeah, because in different historical era for different cultures and civilization, we could see the ladies and the woman had no value in those societies. Mm. I told you in the last program,
yes,
about the situation of the latest before Islam in Arabian Peninsula, and what the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, you know, gave a special position to the ladies.
Yes.
But even when we go to the really developed countries,
all right,
just something that was interesting for me, I saw a report. It was released by BBC and a center or a kind of charity called Refugee, the name of the charity, that they say it was about, this report is about the year 2000, every month more than 7,650 cases of the violence had been reported in UK.
Yes.
So it was something like the
all really, kinds of violence.
Yes, against women,
right.
Physical violence, sexual violence, really sometimes economic violence. You know, really to put the ladies under the pressure on economic situation, so that you know they had to accept something
and to spend.
Yes,
spend for the husband or for the boyfriend, maybe.
Sometimes, you know, when the ladies, for example,
they were abusing the lady,
you know, housewives, and they didn't work. Sometimes they were under the pressure of the, for example, husband or the couple not to pay them, and so that to force them to accept, for example, what they wanted.
All right.
So it means that just in 1 month, about more than 7,600 cases of violence were reported. So when we talk about the statistics, they say when we have the official statistics, if you want to know the real statistics, at least you should make them tripled. It means something about, for example,
yes, the real statistic, yes.
So that really when we look at the reports from Amnesty International, for example, Annika Flensburg, the press officer of the Amnesty International, says one of the, you know, really philosophical reasons that we see the violence against women is more than the men, really is about the nature and the existence. Because when we see the ladies,
what do you mean
are
with the nature?
I mean the ladies really naturally are not that, you know, this is the case of power.
All right.
And unfortunately, because it's a kind of, today we can call the word of masculinity, you know.
All right.
That when whoever has more power can, you know, really force others to do something what the other side wants. So this is what the Amnesty International report says. And here we have some really surprising reports that we have this type of violence in the Western societies. This Flensburg, Annika Flensburg says, unfortunately, many judiciary system in the Western countries do not recognize the different types of violence against women.
Mm. Now, the statistics or the research that you bring forth, Dr. Shojoipur, are mainly about the West, but you didn't bring anything from
the
East.
We have also a lot of reports about the Eastern countries. I told you, because something is a kind of presumption. They say so. Mostly, the violence exists in the Eastern countries and sometimes the traditional societies, especially when they want to focus on some examples in some of the traditional societies, maybe Islamic societies or, I don't know, in India or some other places in the world. But the point is that the report says many types of the violence against women in the Western societies are hidden.
True.
And that is the point, you know, that even we see.
But that is the case for all countries.
Yeah, that is. Surely it is all for all countries.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Shojoipur. All right. Let's see if we have a dear viewer coming over.
Sure. A dear viewer through Skype.
All right.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Open Talk.
Assalamu alaikum and me.
Thank you, sister. Our pleasure to have you with us. You know, violence against women adversely affects a country's children, women, men, and the nation. What do you think can be the impact of that?
As we know, we have different kinds of violence, but the most important one and the worst that I think, in my opinion, is the domestic violence. Because the family is the small society that is important for every person, as we know. And domestic violence can, against women, can have devastating consequences on women's health and well-being. And these consequences can affect their responsibilities in societies. I mean, when they are injured, when they are hurt and they are harmed, they can't shield their responsibilities in societies very well, because they are because of feeling ashamed and embarrassed, they like to be alone in at home, and they may be isolated at home, and they may be isolated from their neighbors, families, and friends. And I think that the best solution for this is that a man should take into consideration that a woman is a delicate creature that God created as a symbol of his own beauty, and to give solace to her partner and her family. And Imam Ali has quoted Prophet Muhammad that as saying, those who respect women, those who respect women are those who are dignified and generous, and those who insult women are mean.
Thank you, sister. Nicely mentioned from Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. Viewers, on the website womankind.org.uk, Sheikh Ahmed Hani from London, global statistics indicate that 6 out of 10 women will experience some form of physical or sexual violence in their lifetime. one of the effects on the nation is that violence limits women's ability to protect themselves from HIV. Women are already 2 or 4 times more likely than men to become infected with HIV. Women living with HIV or AIDS are often the targets of abuse and stigma, sadly. Sheikh Ahmed Hanif, would you please take it to elaborate a bit more on this dark side of societies?
You know, I hate to be a bother, but the connection is so bad, I did not get the question.
Okay, no problem, Sheikh. Dr. Shajai, could we have the question with you?
Yes.
You know, women are already two or four times more than men to become infected with HIV. And unfortunately, they are living with HIV or AIDS, and after that, they are targets of abuse and stigma. So could you please you shed light upon that, elaborate a bit more about this problem?
As I mentioned, really, we can consider it as a really dark side of the society that we really sometimes is hidden. But when we look at a kind of historical overview on what is happening in the world in recent centuries, in the contemporary time, really we can see this attention toward the situation of the ladies in the society in comparison with the past time is really better than past time. So I want to say that we should be hopeful to the future. This is one point.
Okay.
But what about the present time? Yes. Now, in many countries, really, the ladies and the women are aware about their rights. So that's why we have a lot of reports in different countries, you know, in East and West.
Some say they shouldn't be aware of that. It makes problems, you know. Some say, okay, don't talk about these problems. It makes us aggressive towards each other.
But it is something that's happening and it cannot be avoided.
Yeah,
I believe that it cannot be avoided. If you look at the different type of cultures, ideologies, even, you know, in Islam, for example, when you look at Islam, for ladies, a lot of rights have been recognized. But the point is that, yes, in some of the Islamic societies, the ladies are not well informed about, well aware about their rights. Or even in the Western societies, even we have this problem. Apparently, they have a lot of rights in the West, but we see a lot of really complaints and reports that they say they are under the pressure or under a kind of violence.
Yes.
But however, the situation, I mean, the forthcoming situation is can be better for the ladies in terms of, you know, to prevent different types of violence, emotional, mental, or physical violence, I mean, you know,
inshallah,
toward the women. Yes.
Inshallah. Thanks for the point, Brother Wahid.
Yeah. Thank you. Sheikh Ahmed Hanif, I would like to address this question to you. We have been talking a lot about the West. What about the current situation in Muslim countries, and especially in Iran? What can you say about it?
I would say that Western countries are much better educated about the phenomenon of violence against women. And this is because, proven by the fact that you would have more reports about violence being taking place as opposed to in the East, where you would find that, for example, the awareness of it is less promoted. And I think this idea, for example, right now in the Islamic Republic of Iran, to bring the idea of violence against women to the public is a very laudable step. But a lot of women in the East do not know of their rights, do not know how to distinguish between violence and justice or a man's rights
yes
in a relationship. You see, and I think one of the most important ways to get rid of violence against women is for the society in general to be educated as to what is violence against women, and to create structures that could respond to that in order to eliminate it.
And you believe, Sheikh, that we have stronger institutions in the West than what we have in the Muslim world?
Well, I don't know if you have stronger institutions. What I know is that you do have the concept of violence against women.
Yes.
And it is being mentioned in the news. There are organizations that deal with it. You know, they are advertised, and there's a move to educate the public.
Yes.
You see? And you don't find that as advanced in the East.
No.
You do have hadith and so forth that talk about, you know, how to treat women well and so forth and so on. Okay? But yes, this is not in the area of, let's say, public education, mm-hmm. using, you know, contemporary means, the media, etc., etc., yes, opening up the discourse and so forth.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Ahmad Hanif, for joining us in London. And thank you, Dr. Shujaipur.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Ms. Sadiqian.
Thank you, and our experts and our viewers. That's all from us. It's back next Tuesday, same time here. Tune in, please. Allah be with you when life gets rough. Amen. Take care.
Amen. And we're closing Arba'een, coming closer and closer to that holy day. Please don't forget us in your prayers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.